This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We're doing a food draft. Heather's nervous. It's the world cuisine food draft.
Yeah.
Is her palate up for the challenge?
No.
Yeah. The question is, since we're doing cuisines, like, I know there's tons of cuisines around the world, but do you actually, or have you partaken of 16 different world cuisines? Yeah, I know you only need four, but if you're picking 16.
Potatoes dumped in ketchup is not a cuisine,
yes.
Heather.
Oh, shoot.
But we'll go through this. It's Cinco de Mayo. The question is, will Mexican food go number one? The way this works, four rounds, 16 picks, snake-style draft, the order randomized pre-show. Behind the glass, you got to work as a team, and you have the number one selection. Have you deliberated?
We have deliberated. We're a real Quinn Swisher back here, by the way. And actually, to make our number one pick, we will not be announcing. We brought our old friend Stoney back to announce our first round pick.
Mexicans.
Yeah. Mexican food.
Burritos, okay. Tacos.
All right, yeah. It goes number one on Cinco de Mayo.
Fitting.
Shocker.
Mm-hmm. I have the number two pick. There is no deliberation in our room. This was our number one. We're taking Italian food.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. A little bolognese, a little lasagna, cacio e pepe. We're going Italian.
All right, well, that leaves me picking number three, and there's no place I'd rather be than the great old U.S. of A. I'm going American man food, and that means steak. It means burgers. It means smoked ribs. It's pork, every single piece of pork you could possibly come up with, bacon, pulled pork. It's just the beautiful part of being an American is eating American food.
Barbecue.
But yeah, that, yeah,
pork. And Cajun even.
Cajun, Louisiana.
We were doing some research back here. I like Cajun food a lot. It's really in the class of American in the end. It incorporates a lot of different things, but yeah.
My version of it is American man food, as I think eloquently described.
Heather with back-to-back picks. Oh boy.
Oh boy. Okay, well, since the three basic food groups that I eat have already been chosen, my next favorite food that I could eat every single day is sushi. So I'm going with the Japanese.
That was a good one. That was going to be one of my next ones. Yes.
And then I'll go with a Chinese cuisine for my next pick.
Oh, okay.
Good choice. Even though I don't usually eat it.
But it's popular.
Yeah.
All right. If you had to pick Chinese, I know I'm going to ask you a question you probably don't want to answer.
What egg roll?
Egg roll. Okay.
Okay.
Fried rice.
Fried rice is always
there
great.
You go.
It's Maine.
Yeah.
It's quality picks back to back. That's surprising.
Okay.
The real challenge is late in this draft. But
there's
John,
more.
Oh yeah,
wait,
John, you're
what?
Up.
Yeah. This one I'm sure will irritate some people, but I don't care. I'm going with the French cuisine, namely
the croissants.
No, namely French fries.
Oh, that's a cop-out. That's what this is a cop-out.
No, it's not. It is described as French fries, so I am going with the French cuisine.
Well, A,
I do like croissants.
I would call that American
chocolate
food.
Chocolate croissants, yeah.
And B, Jacques Pepin can't be wrong.
Yeah, whoever that is, yeah, sure.
He's a...
Did he invent the French fry?
No, he's a French cook. He's got his own cooking show.
All right.
Puts me back up on the clock. I have a bunch of good stuff. This is broken very well for me. Yes.
Send it my way.
It's just, what do I think you guys are not going to take? I love Thai food. So I'm going to go. I get pad Thai, drunk noodles, cow pad prick, all the good stuff, the rice.
Did you say cow pie?
I will take Thai food. I'm pretty thrilled with that.
Okay.
That brings Behind the Glass up for back-to-back picks.
Okay, so we had just mentioned Thai food as something. Oh, so this is a very good pick.
Yep. Yes.
Great pick by you.
No, so, not a reach for those out there in the audience that thought so.
Yes. Oh, you could have gotten Thai food.
We could have waited around on Thai food. Trade
look,
back.
We have had two very good culturally, we talk about culture fits for the organization. John, American food. Costa, Italian food. We're going another, the perfect cultural fit here at our second round pick, Polish food.
Yeah, I was hoping that was going to make it through.
Pierogi. Mm-hmm. Gołąbki, pigs in a blanket, kielbasa. How about the desserts? Kruszciki, punczki. That's a solid.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
Oh,
solid
yeah.
pick
yeah.
for
Thanks,
us.
Thanks, Coach Larry.
Yep. We're going to go with Polish food, our second round pick. For third, this is a little bit off the board. Let's go with Lebanese food, a little spice for us.
Okay.
Lebanese.
Oh, I like that pick. Lebanese.
All right.
Puts me up. You know, I'm going to go with German food.
Oh, you dog.
I know you're picking right after me. I know it's not going to make it another round. Sausage, beer, pretzels, German chocolate. Give me the Germans.
So me and Greg were talking about German when we were trying to prepare for this, and I just said to Greg, I go, I'm taking a Polish sausage any day over a brat, and I can't stand sauerkraut. I find it's one of those things, like broccoli, if it stinks, I can't eat it. And I can't imagine eating something that I don't even like the smell.
But a brat's better than kielbasa.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Some debate. All right, John.
All right. So wait, say that again. I got to write it down. Make sure.
I took German. They had German. Lebanese.
Okay. All right. I am going to take, I'm going to continue my trend here. I'm going to take Canadian cuisine, namely Canadian bacon.
You get poutine?
Yeah, I get poutine. I get all of that great stuff that comes north of the border. And so, yeah, I'm going to go Canadian cuisine.
So this is Heather back-to-back, and she is feverishly searching.
I have no...
Her board is empty. She's the general manager who has no picks left.
Like Spanish cuisine?
Okay, tapas.
There you go.
Yeah, that's good.
You say topless?
Tapas.
Well, oh.
I mean, you could do that as well.
Oh, okay.
You've been to Europe. Yes. Little nude beach scene.
And I don't know if this goes in because I don't eat any of this food, so I'm sorry if I'm wrong. Can I do like Mediterranean, or does that go into what you chose with your Lebanese?
That's a critical question, guys.
Let's call it Greek.
Yeah, you can do Greek.
Okay.
You'd seem disappointed.
Like feta. That's all I think of when I think of Greek cuisine.
Wait. So wait, we're modifying what you took?
Well, she wants to take Middle Eastern, but is Lebanese
but,
also
yeah,
Middle
like,
Eastern?
Is that combined?
You know, we're talking shawarma. Yeah. Like, are we really?
I think Lebanese is different than
with pita
than Greek.
Okay, see.
Yeah.
You can get a pita with Greek and you can
fine
put sure chicken
Greek
in there.
Greek.
Oh, no, we're going to completely change her cuisine now?
We went Lebanese with the thought that we get hummus. We get shawarma.
Oh, fine.
This is a big debate.
Okay.
So wars have been fought over this.
You can have the other Mediterranean stuff, but that's what we wanted.
Okay. All right. Okay, I'll take Greek. That's mine.
All right, you didn't do terrible. All right, John, you're up.
Doesn't she get two picks?
I did two.
Oh,
Spanish
you did? Oh, okay.
And Greek.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with English cuisine.
Well, that's terrible. It's like beans on toast.
Well, I mean, you got tea and crumpets. And a lot of cheese, a lot of English cheeses, which I love cheese. And so I'm going to go with the farmhouse cheddar and some things of that nature. So, yeah, I'm going to go English cuisine.
I feel like you just took a kicker.
I've taken all kickers, actually. American cuisine, American man food, French for French fries, Canadian for Canadian bacon, and I'm going to go English. There's only one I won't, an English dish that I won't try. I'm not even sure I could say it. It's spotted.
Oh.
You see it in the grocery store every once in a while. I laugh every time I go buy it.
My last pick is going to be Caribbean. Well, jerk chicken, plantains, fried plantains. I went Caribbean with the last pick.
You know, I thought that one for us, we went to Jamaica for a honeymoon, and I thought after being there for that long that I couldn't eat this all that often. I got sick of it quick. I'm going to go for the slam dunk here, I know, with some listeners. I'm going with Hungarian.
Really?
Yes.
What's Hungarian food?
Chicken paprikash is an absolutely home run dish, and also goulash.
Oh, I like goulash.
Mm-hmm.
Boom.
All right. Go through yours. We'll ask the audience who had the best draft and what's the best undrafted free agent.
Oh, so I'll go through mine. Mine's American man food, self-described.
American man.
French for French fries, Canadian bacon and everything Canadian. It is also English, which I believe fish and chips are an English cuisine. Roast beef is Yorkshire pudding. I don't know if you've ever had Yorkshire pudding. I'll take it. English breakfast. Got it. Let's go.
I feel like John drafted four linebackers.
Yeah. Some redundancy in the draft here.
That's okay. I am who I am, and I think my draft pretty much speaks for itself.
Yeah, that's how GMs get fired. I went Italian, Thai, German, and Caribbean. I'm very happy with that draft. That's a variety. Behind the glass?
So we had Mexican, Lebanese, Hungarian. What was the four? Polish,
yeah.
I think we were very strong. We debated Italian and Mexican significantly.
I'm very happy with how that broke.
And in the end, we just kind of said we could tolerate a tortilla more often than pasta.
Oh, pasta forever.
I can't eat pasta like three times a week.
Every day.
Yeah, and that's because
pizza
you're real.
Pizza is included in that too,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, I believe it is.
In Italian food. But I can eat that every day.
We both got like carb overload was the deal breaker.
I would have gone Mexican too if you had gone Italian one. Heather, what was your four?
Oh, you know, the best four ever, apparently. Japanese, Mexican, Spanish, and Greek.
Japanese, Chinese.
Oh, yeah, what did I say? Chinese, excuse me.
All right, best undrafted free agents. I'm sure people are wondering, where is the Indian food? Korean barbecue. You guys let us know. 248-539-9797. It's the Cinco de Mayo World Cuisine Draft. It's 97.1.
At First Merchants Bank, they believe the real value comes from building strong communities and relationships. With their new branch opening in the Fitzgerald neighborhood of Detroit, First Merchants Bank is excited to offer a banking experience that's welcoming, attentive, and dependable. Their easy-to-use, secure, and highly rated app makes everyday banking a breeze, allowing you to manage your accounts on the go. And in fact, I've already used it already today. I use it almost every single day. Their local attentive bankers are your partners in success. They take the time to get to know you, give sound advice, and provide solutions that work for you, the individual. In fact, that's exactly what they've done for not just me, but my entire family, and why they're my personal financial partner. With a passion for fostering community development, their team is committed to helping you and your neighborhood prosper. Experience the difference of banking with an award-winning bank that truly cares about your financial journey and about your community. Visit firstmerchants.com/Fitzgerald to learn more about how they can help support you as well. That's firstmerchants.com/Fitzgerald. First Merchants Bank, helping you prosper. Member FDIC.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
John, tell me you don't like trying new food without telling me you don't like to try new food. Signed, Kev.
Yep. I know what I like, and I stick to it.
People point out you can never have enough edge rushers. Good draft, John.
Thank you. Yep.
We'll read these ticket texts. We'll take these phone calls. Greg's throwing a flag on that.
I just don't think he drafted edge rushers.
He took, like, stand-up linebackers
and a kicker late.
Whoa. What, you call him American man food? A linebacker?
Like a Nebraska linebacker.
That's like good. Yeah. Like I thought American was good. And I think Canadian's actually a sneaky pick, but it's like the French and the
English.
And the English, it all kind of comes from the same derivative.
It sure does. Yes.
Undrafted food. Texter says best undrafted was Indian food. How does no one take Indian? Top tier cultural food. People pointing out no Korean barbecue as well.
See, when you start talking about flavors, I'm not a big fan of trying new flavors. And while, I mean, some of them can be pungent.
So you'd like Korean barbecue does a lot of beefs and porks.
Right.
I don't love the communal eating. So I left that off the list. I know Heather got tapas, same thing.
You don't like the communal eating?
No, that's not my preference.
Oh, so if we go to a family style, you're going to order your own meal?
No, I mean, I'd participate. It just wouldn't be my preference.
Okay.
But by far, the biggest omission on the ticket text, soul food. Says, y'all need some black people in that office. How does soul food not get picked? No love for soul food. Oh, wait, Hatch is it in the afternoon show? Yep, they'll have a field day with us. Nobody drafted soul food. John showed his level of culture is somewhere in the basement with his draft.
Yeah, that's fine.
What else we got? 248-539-9797. This one says, Costa is as Italian as Chuck E. Cheese. We Italians don't claim a cat-owning, electric-driving lib. Anthony in Clarkston. German chocolate is not German, you goof. No, I don't mean like the chocolate from Germany is what I meant. I know like a German chocolate cake is not. Anyway. Jansen the worst, Costa the strongest. Didn't know Jim had some Howie Roseman in him. A++ draft cookies. Heather, you're not really taking many strays on here. I'm happy for you.
I mean, it's just mediocre.
Middle of the road. It's not the best, not the worst.
It's not even all my favorite food.
You got Chinese, though, and that is a...
That protects
people
you.
Love Chinese food.
Yes.
Egg rolls and that. You don't?
Not a big fan.
I was shocked by your list, John, and the somewhat...
You were shocked by my list?
I was, a little bit.
Somewhat no lack of flavor. Like, there's flavor. There's plenty of flavor, don't get me wrong, but... Different flavors. Like, I mean, the thing is, you did get American, so you got biscuits and gravy, which is like one of my favorite things.
Sure.
But just like, I don't know.
Does he get soul food as part of American food? He gets Cajun, he gets barbecue.
I'm not
he gets...
black.
Okay, so you can't vote on that. Let us know.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Let somebody else tell us.
All the flavors that I like and enjoy, I got.
Okay.
Okay, here's another analogy that I want to bring. You know the meme that all the Orioles prospects all look the same?
Yes.
That's John's draft.
Yeah, to use a baseball analogy, I think he's a pitcher that has one pitch. He's throwing the fastball, and if he gets it by you,
oh, it's a heater now.
Yeah, oh yeah,
it's a 105 mile an hour fastball
on the black.
Oh yeah,
but there's no changeup, there's no curveball, there's no spice variety. Hey,
if it's good, all don't
right.
stray.
All right, 248-539-9797. Irish food also coming up on the ticket text. It says meat and potatoes, corned beef. Come on, John, you missed out. Dusted in Bay City. Yeah. And Chris in Commerce with a really sneaky selection. You're on 97.1.
Hey, John, super disappointed. You had such a one-dimensional pick for every pick. How could you pass on Argentinian food? It's all red meat on the grill.
Well, so
how's that happen?
Brazilian food too, right?
Yeah, Brazilian food.
Yes.
Australia is also. So I Googled who eats the most red meat. And it actually came up, the United States, per capita, 97 kilograms per year, which I'm not going to do the conversion. Australia was number two, and Argentina food was number three. I had no idea they had that much red meat over there, but I'm going to definitely have to try some. Is there a certain flavor that they like to, like, what identifies it as Argentinian meat?
How it's like seasoned?
No, I mean they have certain cuts, like they do the picanha, like Brazil, but they also put a chimichurri sauce on it.
Oh yeah,
okay.
That might be a little green for you, a little too much vegetable for you, but it's
yes,
delicious.
Yes, yes, waste of space. Yes.
You're not
just give me the meat
by saying they're going to put some kind of vegetables and seasonings. Yeah. George in Metamora, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Hey, gentlemen, how you doing?
Good.
So first of all, I mean, Costa won this by a landslide. I mean, Jamaican food in the fourth round is the best fourth round pick since Amon-Ra, right? So, Jim, great job. John, you have the cultural range my daughters did when they were five. I mean, the only thing you didn't say was like mac and cheese.
It's American.
Really, John, really disappointing. I don't even think it was soul food you were scared of. I think any brown people food.
George, do you own a cat?
No, I do not. No,
you're
I don't.
You're saying if the jury's tainted here?
No, put me in there with Costa. But Costa nailed it. And Costa, the Thai food, sneaky. I thought that was the best of all the Asian cuisines. Fresh vegetables, everything's not fried. Yeah, Costa won this by a landslide. Gov and them are in second. Heather, once again, the cultural range of, like, John's sister. So, yeah, it was pretty bad for you guys.
What's
I'm
up,
well
sis?
Aware. I'm all right
and
with that.
I don't think my draft should really surprise anyone.
It doesn't. But that's a different conversation.
Yeah, I mean, it's. I don't think it should be surprising. When people say, oh, I'm surprised at you, I don't think it should be very surprising.
You could be disappointed at John, but don't be surprised.
Yeah, I mean, it's meat, and more meat served with French fries.
Yeah, with Thai food, by the way, you get a low roll variance.
Yeah.
That's going to be a solid pick. Like, the floor for Thai food's very good.
So I had it near the top of the board. But when Heather went back-to-back Asian food, I knew I couldn't wait on Thai. I actually had Thai ahead of Chinese, but I was going to settle for Chinese if Thai was off the board. Everything fell nearly perfect for me. I mean, all the stupid drafts we do, I end up with some of the worst selections. I'm a little stunned at how well that went, to be honest. I'm just going to bask in it. Bob in Ortonville, you're on 97.1.
Good morning, fellas. Good morning, Heather. I've got one that I think could have went first round. But it could have been a sleeper, which would have totally won the draft. John, I need you to pull up the Google machine and look up South African braai and spell it B-R-A-A-I. You're going to absolutely love it.
Okay. B-A-R-R-I?
It's a B-R-A-A-I. Barbecue.
It's on, what, hot flames or coals?
Yes.
Looks pretty good, actually. This is sneaky.
It's amazing. It could have easily won you the draft, John, in the fourth round.
Yeah, but people wouldn't have known what it is. He would have had to explain it, but it does look really good.
So South African braai is a South African word for barbecue, a communal gathering around a grill where meat is roasted and enjoyed with family and friends. I'm going to have to try. I mean, that's basically
100%.
My weekend.
It's yep, exactly. It's amazing.
Okay.
Never heard of it. Right. Yeah, it looks great. Bob, appreciate the phone call.
Mm-hmm. Oh, a braai master. There's often a designated briar or braai master who is in charge of managing the fire and grilling the meat. I'm going to have to tell the kids now to refer to me as the braai master. Maybe I can get one of those aprons.
There you go.
The braai master.
Tom and Greg had an amazing draft and are undoubtedly number one. Show them more love. Hungarian food is decent, but they had they chosen Japanese or Indian food as the final pick, they would have had an all-timer.
Well, Jerry. Japanese was already off the
Yeah, we couldn't get available. That. So we discussed, because of Heather and the unknown, could Chinese have actually fallen to us at eight? And we said probably not, so our backup would have been Japanese and then Thai.
But you got Middle Eastern food, which I think was
So we were happy to get that, and then I thought, in terms of just both what we liked, the Polish was huge.
Culture
and then
fit.
And then the Hungarian is kind of based on something me more than Greg, but I'm telling you what, we did steal pasta a little bit with getting goulash.
Yeah.
So, and that's why you like it so much.
I do.
Like
you said. It is Italian adjacent. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and in my defense, I would have stepped out of the flavor palette that I have if Polish food would have been available.
Yeah.
I mean, I
was a good pick.
I mean, Polski fan.
Yeah. I think you've ate a lot of kielbasa in your life.
I have had, yes. A fair share. That. Yes.
John sounds like he picked his favorite foods at six and decided that's enough.
Same with my haircut. It's been the same. It's been the same since I came out of the womb. So is my palate.
All right, there's your food draft. We're going to talk Tiger baseball as the hour rolls on. It's 97.1.
Hey, speaking of food, if you like red meat, you like protein, Ideal U is the place you got to go because it's a real whole foods. And maybe you woke up this morning, didn't like the way the clothes fit. You know, you're one of those individuals that doesn't like being in pictures. Ideal U can make you happy being in those pictures again, and it can only take 40 days. You could lose 40 pounds in 40 days with Ideal U. And I know the program works. I know it really works because I lost 50 pounds in 40 days with Ideal U. If you book today, Ideal U is going to give you a free body composition analysis. That's $150 value, absolutely free, and you're going to find out everything you need to know about your body and how it is built. Book your free consultation right now at idealu.us. They're going to assign you a weight loss coach and build a plan that works specifically for you. Ideal U is different than other weight loss companies because it works and it works fast. Lose up to 40 pounds in 40 days as we approach summer and be happy getting in that swimsuit, those clothes, and taking those pictures again. Book your free consultation right now at idealu.us to get your body composition analysis. That's $150 value, absolutely free.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit dollarshaveclub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply. For three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Let's get to Heather with the news.
All right, so we've all been hearing about the Real ID, right? And TSA has been warning everyone that you need to get this Real ID. And they've been warning people for years. It's not something that just popped up. But now, of course, it's time to get serious. And the TSA says that if you don't have a Real ID by Wednesday, you better get to the airport at least 3 hours early because you'll be subject to delays and additional screening. And even then, you still might not be cleared to fly. So if you don't know what a Real ID is, you can check your ID. And if you have that star up in the right-hand corner, and they've changed, it could be like the state of Michigan with the star or a circle with the star, this gold star, that signifies that you have a Real ID. You're all set. You're good to go. If you don't have that, that means you just have a basic ID. You need to go get your Real ID. So starting on Wednesday, a regular old driver's license will no longer be enough to board a flight anywhere within the U.S. This is not for international travel. This is just for any flights. So if you don't have a Real ID, you'll need to bring a U.S. passport.
That'll work.
If you have that, that works just fine. There's other documents you can bring as well that will work. A permanent resident card, a border crossing card, a Nexus card. There's other things on this list that will still get you on a plane. Okay, if you don't have any of those things, you need to get to the airport as early as you can, and you need to bring many other IDs with your photo as you can, right? You need to bring as many documents that prove who you are, and basically, it's up to them to decide, okay, fine, you have all these documents, you're good to board. Or they can say, like, no, you know what? This isn't enough. You don't get to fly.
The problem is, if you're going somewhere and coming back, it may be enough for those in Detroit to say, yeah, you can fly, but if you're going to come back, well, no.
All of a sudden, okay, Atlanta says, follow the rules. I also think about people who are going to be flying and are following the rules, and if they end up getting delayed because all the other people aren't following the rules.
I'm really hoping that there's going to be,
somebody at the front of the line.
Real ID, passports, whatever. You got all the correct document, go.
Go. If not.
If not, step over here.
Step over here. Yeah.
Right. Let's hope it goes like that. Otherwise, it could delay people who are prepared.
I'll speak for the people who are annoyed by this. How does this make us safer? Like, you could have a Real ID and still be a threat on the plane, right? You could have a passport and still be a threat on the plane. So how does this make us safer? You still got to go through security. It's another hoop that I think people are annoyed to jump through.
Yeah, it's so silly. It's so easy to do. It's so easy to get a Real ID. It really is. You can schedule an appointment at the Secretary of State. You bring some documents. Boom, you got it. But
it is. It's so easy to do.
I'm a stubborn person.
Yeah, so why aren't you going to do it?
I haven't done it
yet. I am not going to do it until I have to go renew my license in person. Because I have a passport and I'm just going to fly with
that. At some point, you're going to have to renew your passport.
Well, yeah, I'll do
it. Yeah, 10 years to do that.
I'll do that when I need to do that. I just.
And you can do that by mail. You don't have to go in to renew your passport. So.
And it's so easy to go. It's so easy to get a Real ID. It really is.
Yeah. We're just lazy and stubborn.
Yeah, maybe lazy is the right word, but also stubborn a little bit. Like, because it is easy. And I live right across the street from Secretary of State. Like, it's super easy.
And you can make an appointment. I know nobody wants to wait an hour. You can make an appointment.
Yes, you can.
So I am. Anyway, we'll see how it goes when I do fly with my passport. If I like holding on to that.
Yeah. Versus your tiny license.
Yeah, exactly. But I carry a purse, which is different than you guys. You know, passport fits right in the purse.
I don't know, Jim. Does it fit in your purse?
Stop it. I knew you were going to say something.
So Lady Gaga played for 2.5 million people during this free concert in Rio de Janeiro on Saturday. And that actually broke the record for the highest attended concert by a female artist in history, which is pretty incredible. Madonna held the record previously when she played for 1.6 million people, actually at that exact same beach almost exactly a year ago. So that's pretty cool. Now, the show did go off without a hitch.
AJ.
Yeah, I'm sure he wasn't there.
The opener maybe didn't show up.
But there was this attempted attack by this group that tried to recruit teenagers to bomb the show, which sounds terrifying. Yeah. Brazilian police actually raided the homes of 15 suspects. They arrested two people, including the group's leader. Lady Gaga and her team didn't even realize this was taking place. They found out about this bomb plot after the show. Mike Tirico had to step away from the Kentucky Derby coverage after suffering from an allergic reaction. Yeah, so people pointed out right away on social media that he just didn't seem right, like something felt off with him. One person said, Mike Tirico sounds like he should be in bed sleeping, not covering the Derby. Another said, why are we pretending like Mike Tirico is okay? Something is very wrong. A lot of people were pointing out that his voice didn't seem up to par. And then later, the guy who replaced him on the broadcast let everybody know that Tirico did suffer from, he's got like a peanut allergy, suffered from an allergic reaction, and he's doing okay, but not going to be back on the broadcast. So he's all right. University of Michigan president, yes, exactly. Santa Ono is leaving
was,
Ann Arbor.
Was that Mike?
Yeah. To become the president of the University of Florida. Boys, let me finish.
Sorry.
It's okay. I could have paused, but then it got awkward. So anyway, he let the Michigan community know that he plans to assume his new role later this summer. He called serving as Michigan's president for the past three academic years a distinct honor.
Mm-hmm. All right, Heather with the news. Let's talk a little Tigers. Took 3-4 over the weekend against the Angels. Best record in the American League. And we continue to buzz about this baseball team, John.
Javier Baez. Keith, Spencer Torkelson, Riley Green. I mean, Zach McKinstry, fire up chips. It's a lineup that is striking fear into some pitchers.
You had the stat. It was in the update, too. 20 home runs in the last week. It's the most in a week since 2004, I believe is what Dustin said.
So.
Yeah, I'll trust Dustin on that one. We knew they'd pitch well. We knew they'd be in a division race. I didn't think they'd race out to first place the way they have. And you're right. It's not any one bat. I know Torque's gotten a lot of love. The team leader in war is Baez.
There are so many things that now that we're, 35 games into the season, if we had told you and we played that game, if we told you that Javier Baez was going to be the leader in war
I'd say
after
the team's
35
terrible.
Games. Right, yeah. I mean, everybody else is just awful.
Yeah.
And that's not the case. Nope. If we told you at this point, Torque, first of all, would be on the roster, but he would be leading with 10 home runs. If we told you that...
Zach McKinstry with a 10-game hit streak? He was a fringe roster guy.
Yeah, or Kerry Carpenter is hitting lefties.
Or they lose their starting catcher and it doesn't matter.
Yeah, their starting catcher, who has not been there, their starting center fielder, who has not been there, still not going to be there for probably another month.
Starting third baseman.
If we had told you all of these things were happening, but yet the Tigers were going to have the best record in the American League after 35 games, you would have thought we were all smoking something.
Well, we were candidly.
Or we would be in Heather's food group, the gummies.
Yeah, can I put that in there?
Candy. We thought this team, I don't know, 80, 82, fighting 500, see what happens. John, they've been so much better than anybody anticipated. I feel like you have to have bought in right now. So we will ask a buy-in question of you, the Tiger fan. And if you're holding out for some reason, I'd love to know why. 248-539-9797. Tom, at one point, you were a little confrontational pre-show today. You go, Jim, I don't even think you're bought in enough. So it's levels of buy-in, too.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like there's something about this team and lack of, quote, star power that kind of makes people think this isn't real. And it's because you're putting two guys together and making them one situationally. You're playing matchups. People, it's somewhat money ball to a degree. And the fact that they do it so much and mix and match, you know, it's like they do that. They have those things at the grocery store all the time. It's like the Tigers are doing that every night. And I think it's phenomenal to watch. It's kind of with Harrison and Hinch being, I think, just in lockstep together on this, and this is the way we're going to win now until we can add more stars or we develop more stars. I just don't think people think this is sustainable to a degree, or maybe this doesn't win in the playoffs. And I think that's a healthy debate for later in the year. They continue to play well. Their record since they got hot last year in August, their regular season record's 53-28. Like that, wow. That's torrid baseball. How can you not buy in? We had people when we did this topic kind of 2 weeks ago that said, this is still a 75-win team.
Torkel cool off.
They're winning their games against bad teams like Seattle, by the way, who is 20-13. Mm-hmm. It's just all fake. It's all fake. This team wins baseball games. You might not like the way they put it together because it's non-traditional, but I just think some people don't think this is sustainable. And I don't get why when I just gave you a half a season record and they're winning nearly 2 out of 3 games.
So the question of buy-in. Like, to what degree, Tom, if I'm not there yet, like, what degree of buy-in do you think is appropriate right now? Like, I think they're winning this division based on everything we've seen right now.
But you've pivoted from an 82-win team
to a 90-plus.
Yeah, so you're buying in there to a degree, but, like, how much more are you willing to buy? Like, do you think there's a chance they could run away with this division?
It's in play. I mean, people have compared them to the 06 Tigers. They have the same record through 35 games. The 06 Tigers at one point got 40 games above 500.
So when you look at the division, the Cleveland Guardians have won 20 games. They're a game and a half back. Their run differential is minus 23. I don't know how they are a 20-14 team with a run differential minus 23 compared to the Tigers, who are 22-13. Again, a game and a half better.
And the best run differential in baseball.
The best run differential in baseball, and certainly the best run differential in the American League, plus 63. Now, Kansas City is starting to come on a little bit. They struggle, but they're still struggling to score runs. What did we talk about last year? There were a team last year that added a lot to their pitching staff, and their pitching staff has been good, but they've only scored 120 runs. And it's how did the Tigers get here? Because in 22, let's just have a little history lesson here. In 2022, this team was dead last through the entire season of scoring runs. And our conversation at that time was, it is boring. And I'll tell you how they've gotten here when we come back.
Okay, we'll get to that next. We want to know your level of buy-in. If you're still holding out, what more do you need to see? It's 97.1.
A personal injury of any sort is, in fact, personal. Injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is also dedicated to ensuring that you get all the medical care that you need to put your life back together after an accident. You need an attorney who's going to make it personal, and that attorney is David Femininio. So if you or someone you know has been injured, you need to tell him to call David Femininio at 855-65-CRASH, or you can always go to his website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That number again, 855-65-CRASH, or on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
Bombs away in Anaheim. Dickerson on the call. Green with two homers in the ninth inning. The only player in Major League Baseball history to do it. They had 13 homers in the 4-game series. 8 different Tigers getting on the action. And a bunch of them hitting 2 homers. Green, Torque, Baez, Sweeney, Colt Keith. All these guys going yard multiple times. And pre-show, we're talking about buy-in. And Tom goes, Jim, I don't even know if you're all the way bought in. And I don't know what that means. We're talking level of buy-in. I think this team's 90 wins. I'm right there with you, John. Division favorite, should win the division. Level of buy-in. We've asked that question. And John, you were in the middle of a history lesson before we ran into the clock there.
Yeah. And so, I mean, you go back to 2022, and this team was dead last in runs scored. 530 for the season. I'm not going to waste your time with a whole bunch of those numbers, but they were dead last. In 2023, they were marginally better, 100 plus runs better, but they were still 26 of 30. Last year, middle of the pack, 18 of 30. Currently, this is a team that ranks fourth in runs scored. They're also, after this 7-day stretch, they are fifth in the amount of home runs in all of Major League Baseball. These are not just American League. It's not just their division. This is all of baseball. So the power has been there, which we all love to see home runs. It's more exciting to watch. You pair the amount of runs they're scoring with the home runs with this pitching staff, and now all of a sudden, it's not only winning games, but it's exciting baseball to watch.
So the reason I don't think you're bought in is because I think no matter, you can't get past that they need, if they spent more, they'd be even better. That's I think that the Chapman and the Bregman the last 2 years is that you don't, you think if they spent, they would just be better. Like, we got this one text.
Is that really a bad opinion? Like, I'm not trying to drag this team down. I don't think I've done that at all in the last month. They've been a great story. But is it wrong to suggest they'd be better if they had an MVP candidate playing third base?
Sure. I mean, you could say, if they had Bregman, would they be better? Sure.
Yeah, but I haven't been.
Chapman, would they be better? Yes. If they had Aaron Judge, would they be better?
But I'm not.
Yes.
I'm not holding that over their head.
But I think, like, you're like, okay, I get to a point here. They're 22-13. How much better can you get?
Well, are they the World Series favorite? No, it's probably still the Dodgers.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that. No. I think that for them to win the World Series this year is still quite, that would be way ahead of time.
So what level of buy-in is appropriate given how well they're playing? Like, should we think they're winning the pennant? Like, what level of belief is justified
right
now?
This team is highly competitive. They have been 53-28 in their last, 81 games doing math on the fly. That's a half a season, and I just get the feeling, and maybe you're in this category or not, people think it's cute.
Mm.
You know, and it wins. Most teams in baseball lose 70-plus games a season, okay? And they're probably going to be right around that.
They're going to hit a stretch at some point.
Baseball is you eventually get to a point where you're still going to lose a ton of games in a season, and you get a bunch of guys who really, if I can get two guys to hit, 260 and provide some power in a platoon situation, that isn't as sexy as having Alex Bregman. Then his numbers aren't that much better. You guys see what I'm saying? Like, baseball is such a weird place where most players are kind of the same. Or make two players be one save money, I don't care what they spend. They could spend a dollar and win. They could spend $500 million and win. I just want to win.
I think when you're talking about getting one player out of two, that's where the depth of this team, having a bat in Spencer Torkelson, Riley Green back to hitting the way he was last year, having all of these guys that are not lighting the world on fire, but individually they're doing their part. AJ Hinch has done a masterful job. Last year it was all about pitching chaos and the matchups that he was trying to create from the mound. Now he's doing that as well, not having to do it as much because you actually have five starters, but now with a lineup that has hitters in it, he is putting guys in position to be successful. Javier Baez is in position to be successful because he doesn't have to be an everyday player. The matchups is what AJ Hinch is creating.
And they're
allowed
to do that because they don't have stars that have big egos. You can't do this with a lineup that has big stars and big egos because they're going to want to play more and so that they can make more money.
Yeah, but let's slow our roll here a little bit. The Tigers wanted Bregman. It's not like they chose this route over Bregman. They were right to want Bregman. He's top five in baseball in hits, total bases, war. They'd be better with him. You're not a bad person if you bring it up, although I'm not holding that against them right now. I mean, the start has been phenomenal.
But their timeline and their clock, they wanted him for 2 years.
Yeah.
And I don't blame them for that. But does he make their team better? I'm not trying to argue doesn't. What I'm simply saying is that they're not going to completely give up all their rights and what they want to do for the future just because he wants a one-year deal.
Ticket texture, this might be the person you're talking about, says, I will not buy in until they make an actual move to show they're serious. If and when they buy at the deadline is when I will buy in. They do have a chance at the deadline. We're still 2 months away plus.
Well, please tell me you're at least watching along the way because you're missing out on some fun baseball.
Yeah, could you imagine?
I'm going to wait until the trade deadline. I'm going to wait until NFL training camp starts.
Don't do that.
And then if they're still good and they actually buy at that time, then I'll buy in. That's ridiculous.
I think you could draw the line that is where they could decide to be World Series, I don't know about favorites because the Dodgers are the Dodgers, but we're going for it.
Sure.
That's when they could signify to their fan base, we're trying to take this to that level.
That's where the excitement can reach a fevered pitch.
Yes.
Because in previous years, it's been, are they going to trade Skubal? They ended up trading Flaherty. A couple of years ago, what are they going to do with Erod? They ended up doing nothing, and we were bummed. Now it's, instead of selling, it's who are they going to go to get to make the team even better, to go from a pennant team to a World Series contender. And they may already be a World Series contender.
Like, if you want to be a World Series contender, I think you have a very fun conversation is who's the number two pitcher on this team?
Yeah.
Flaherty's been okay, but 3.79 ERA is kind of getting just at that line.
The
where
sixth inning's kind of been his nemesis lately.
Yeah, yep. And then do you have the bullpen to carry him then?
And the mixing and matching with AJ, I feel pretty confident in all that. We'll get more of your ticket texts. We do have open lines, guys. Your level of buy-in. They took 3 of 4 against the Angels. They continue to do the unthinkable. They continue to mash in addition to pitch at a high level. It's 97.1.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
I'm Emma Grede, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grede, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.